T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ron, time to bring on our friend Bob Grove, who is brought to us by Ken Ganley Toyota of Pleasant Hills and by ServiceMaster. Water, fire, or smoke damage, demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Grover, good to talk to you again. The trade deadline, just about a month away here. So let me ask you, in your opinion, do the Penguins need to make a deal in order to solidify themselves as legit Stanley Cup contenders? Or do you think with guys coming back, injured guys, that they'll be good to go?
Well, Joe, it's great to be on with you guys as always. And yes, I absolutely feel the Penguins need to go into the market. My stance on this is, look, they've proved a lot about what they can absorb as far as injuries go and how other people can pick up the slack. And it's been an amazing 50 games for them. But the amount of goals that they would be getting from Jake Guentzel late in the season, important division games and into the playoffs, they can't absorb that loss, I don't think. Like, Jared McCann's a decent goal scorer, but he tends to score in bunches and then go stretches without any goals. We know that Dominic Simone does other things, but he doesn't really finish all that well. They need to go out in the market and find somebody to deliver some more goals.
Names that spring to mind?
Well, I mean, everyone talks about, multiple national reporters, including Elliot Friedman, have maintained that, the Penguins are still very interested in Jason Zucker, and you've got Guerin and Rutherford. Okay, so that's an easy connection to make. But here's the thing. The Wild are still in the playoff race, and I can't see Bill Guerin giving up Zucker when he's in the middle of a playoff race. I don't think Minnesota's going to make it. They're just too inconsistent for me. When you think about it, but the other thing you have to remember about Jason Zucker is after this year, he's got 3 years, he's got term, and Chris Kreider, lots of teams, tons of teams are going to be interested or are interested in Chris Kreider, more of a power forward, obviously, but speedy, he's been proven he's not a huge goal scorer, but he's a good goal scorer in the National Hockey League. And he's a UFA. So there's maybe even a chance the Rangers are going to think about trying to re-sign him. I don't know, but those are the two names that come up a lot. People talk about Saad. There's another guy with term. He's making over $6 million. He's got another year left. So there's a lot of candidates and a lot of speculation, as always, leading up to the trade deadline. And, let's see. But I absolutely would be stunned if we get on the other side of the deadline on the 24th and Jim Rutherford hasn't gone into the market to find somebody to play in the top six and score some goals.
Bob, you mentioned interesting names. What are you going to have to give up to get one of those?
Well, the Penguins have a first-round pick, do they not?
Would you do that? Would you give up a first-round pick? I mean, I guess they're all about winning now, aren't they?
Well, Ron, yes, they are. And here's the thing, two things. This is what Rutherford did in getting Kessel, right? He gave up, look what he gave up. And the trade-off is, but we think we get Phil Kessel, we can win now. And that worked out pretty darn well. So this team, I think, has proven to management that it's good enough to make a very, very serious run at the Cup. And I would bet anything that Jim Rutherford feels like he owes it to this team, given what they've done so far, and owes it to this coach, to give them every possibility to go that far. And to do that, he has to make another move. And if that means you have to give up a first-round pick, then you give it up.
How do things shake out on the blue line, do you think, when everybody's healthy, Grover? And we know that maybe everybody won't be. Maybe there's a good chance everybody won't be. But if you had everybody healthy, what would be your pairings?
Well, I mean, Dubon and Letang would be back together, right? And, then it's always a question, the issue there. Look, I mean, we know who it's Schultz, it's Johnson, it's Marino, and it's Pettersson. Those are your other four, so nobody has any questions about it. The only issue for me, Joe, is if you start thinking about Justin Schultz coming back, he plays the right side, and so does John Marino. And you don't want John Marino to be a third-pairing guy whose time ice time is going to go way down, because that's not where the Penguins are. That's not where Marino is. So it's just finding the right – you know, Marino played a little bit of left side with Letang, you remember, a number of weeks ago. I don't know if they would consider switching sides to keep his ice time at a certain level. But when you look at those guys, you know, probably Pettersson and Johnson playing together. I mean, could you play Schultz and Marino together? That's just the question. It's not the question of who. It's just the question of who's going to play an offside there.
Bob, the goaltending situation's never going to go away. It's kind of fascinating for me because you have two pretty good goaltenders. It's a great story. I was a little surprised. I don't know if Joe was or not about that. I thought he might start Murray again in the third game the other day in a row against, you know, when they lost the other night in Philly. I mean, is Jari going to be your guy coming out, getting the first start Friday night against Philly?
You know, I'm kind of feeling like he will be, but it's hard to know from one game to another. I'll be honest with you, Ron, when I look at the schedule, I say to myself, it's coming out of this break. It's Philly Friday, and then it's Sunday afternoon against the Capitals. You know, one of those guys is going to get one of those games, and the other is going to get the other game. So I don't put too much emphasis on which one is which, but there's going to be a ton of attention on that Washington game because the Penguins haven't played them. And, you know, you give the Penguins all this credit for everything they've done, but, you know, I think a lot of people want to see how they stack up to the team that's at the top of the division and the team that they're very close to catching. So that is going to be not your typical regular season game. So I guess in this instance, I still think it's going to be 1-1, but I'll be watching to see which one plays against Washington for sure. But I think he's going to continue. I think Sullivan's done a very good job. You know, he doesn't have a number one. He's managing it. He's given, you know, both of them starts, and I think he's going to continue to that unless the performance of one of them falls off.
Bob, it's not a back-to-back next weekend, though. I would be surprised if Jari pitches a shutout like Friday night against Philly that he doesn't come back with him against Sunday. You don't think so?
I don't. I kind of see that being split up, to be honest with you. So the question becomes, if you give Jari the start against the Flyers and he plays, if you're going to base it on how he plays and he plays decently and then you're going to throw him back against Washington, the Penguins have three more days off after that before they play again. And now you'll be Matt Murray, who's not going to the All-Star game. How many weeks has it been since he played a game? That's the thing. You don't want to put one of those guys in a position where it's been two and a half weeks since he's played. I don't think that's where Sullivan wants to go. So I think he's sort of looking at the schedule in a little bit more of a holistic way and figuring out what makes sense. But, you know, certainly, no matter who he plays against the Flyers, if that goalie comes in and has a really bad night, I think we know, you know, what's going to happen the next game.
Bob Grove, 93.7 The Fan hockey columnist. Surely you've heard him, seen his work, read his work over the years. The time right now, it's 12:10, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. So this is going to be a story moving ahead, for sure. It just is, and it's a fascinating one, Grover. Both guys are restricted free agents after the season. A lot of hockey between now and then, but your gut feel, who would be who's the future guy here in goal? Who's going to be the Penguins goalie for the next 3, 4, 5 seasons?
Joe, I don't know. I don't know. I like them both. I mean, look, what Matt Murray's accomplished at his age is pretty remarkable, I think, and I don't think he gets enough credit around here for doing it. And what Jari's done this season has been remarkable. So Jari just hasn't done it for a long enough stretch of time. But what the version of the history that he's writing for himself this season is just absolutely just remarkable. So at this point, it's really hard for me to predict which one it'll be. But Jim Rutherford, if he knows one thing, he knows goaltending. So he's gonna have to make a decision. And here's the thing, you know, as we've talked before, he's got to make it before the expansion draft, but he doesn't have to make it this year, and he doesn't necessarily have to make it, you know, this summer.
When is the expansion draft, Grover?
The next year, right?
It'll be the following summer. Not this summer, but the following summer would be the expansion draft. So you could make the case that Well, they're both restricted free agents, so they're really not going anywhere. If you want them both, would the Penguins entertain signing them both? Do they have enough cap space to do that and give them, you know, pretty close to what the market would demand for their services, and then move one of them? You know, because, you know, as you think about trading one, if you're thinking about trading one of these two guys, okay, if you can sign them to a deal that gives them some term and predictability for another team down the road, actually signing them both might help you. But it also is going to commit a lot of money under the salary cap, the goaltending, and you might feel like you just don't have that much. So it's an interesting dilemma for Jim Rutherford.
Bob, we talked with Jay Caulfield about this the other day, about this 10-day break between games. And I'm assuming there's been, what, Olympic years maybe where the league is shut down, but it's everybody shutting down. The Penguins, to me, are a little bit of at a disadvantage here with these days off. Can you ever remember anything like this, and should they at all be concerned about it?
Well, it was somewhat similar last season, I believe, but not quite this long. So, yeah, they should be concerned about it, because for me, I get the players love this. They can just decompress. They can just relax for a tiny little bit here in the middle of a crazy season. What's been, especially for the Penguins, has been a crazy season. The number of back-to-backs they've played, the injuries, et cetera, et cetera. So you know why the players love it, but, you know, also the players, if they were being honest, would tell you that is a long, long time to be off. And so now the emphasis is on, okay, Mike Sullivan, how are you going to get these guys, when they come back together, how are you going to prepare them for the rest of the schedule, and especially the first week back? Because you have a rivalry game against the Flyers, and you have a bad taste in your mouth from the way the team played in Philly. And then, as I said, you have the first of a series of games against the Capitals, and there's going to be a lot of emphasis on that game. So this is a question for Sullivan, and he'll do the right thing. But it's too long, and it's going to be bumpy for the Penguins coming out of it.
Well, it's funny, you know, maybe they're lucky they don't have Phil Kessel. I remember people in the organization telling me he'd have this little week off. He'd come back weighing 10 pounds more. And they were serious. I mean, they were absolutely – hockey players are such creatures of habit, though. I mean, I got to believe Sid's going to be skating almost every day.
Look, these guys – yes. You're right. It's not like these guys don't see the ice for 9 days. Of course not. But they are going to – you know, they're training – they're such creatures of habit, as you know, Ron, right? They're just totally creatures of habit, and Sid's like that times 10. And so they just get used to a routine and a way of doing things. And that routine, when you get off for this long, gets broken up. And so they just have to be conscious of it and make sure that they're, you know, it's okay if you're rusty when you come back for a day or a day and a half, but not for a week.
Thank you, Grover.
All right, guys.
Have a great weekend, Bob. Thank you.
Hey, you too.
There he goes, Bob Grover.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.